You have now entered the Mixtape Addict Show, broadcasting every day with the French Connect, DJ King Flo.
DJ King Flo.
He was always very necessary. With the salt and pepper, Fat Joe, you represent me.
Mixed
in my juvenile hell, you asked me to go steady. Met my balloon mind state, said we'd be legendary. Word to Dell, there was never no need for alarm. Black as an eight ball, you love how I'm coming out hard. You love my organic roots and midnight we maraud. We own black business and had a player's ball. But now suddenly I'm an outcast. You got 99 problems and I'm an empath. It was till death do us part, we was gurus of jazz. Now the beef is on with your King T trifling ass. Wasn't supposed to feel this kind of pain. Everyday Black Sunday, I'm queen of black rain. Digital underground syndromes and clickbaits. Now it's a black moon whenever you enter the stage. You better ask somebody for you, yo, switch the topic. Having to tell you back the fuck up from my precious onyx. I'm calling space with Master Ace to slaughterhouse your nonsense. So just protect your neck, this conscious daughter's out the mosh pit.
I'm just trying to see you
like the heel on the purplest
DJ King Flo.
Looking at evidence like give me the loot. Ready to live, pass the shiv and assemble the troops. Though I play yeah, what
Mix
we should do. I recruit queens to crown, the one comes with the two. It's Nina Brown Simone on the ones and the twos. Meaning I'm New Jack City, wrestle solo recruit. Meaning I'm four women, 88 keys in the truth. Meaning I'm spook inside and pookie out of the booth. Meaning my two keys will ride and put the floor on the roof. Meaning I really wrote the rhymes, yeah, I doctored the suits. Meaning I rap side to mind, spit DNA proof. It's baffling and I'm African from the avenue. Yo, while they panicking, I'm managing, equipping nation with the handwritten. Claim to be bosses, need to be applicants. Emily MC, redefining the acronym. Is anybody else here craving some realness? Non-GMO, man, I need some real shit. Ferocity, peace, until activation. Getting tenacity, my order, calm, entire nation.
DJ Zen, King Flow.
Ruthless, aggressive, necessary by nature. Gavel on the court of skeptics. Dismiss jesters, make private examples of investors. Deceptors, invested, transgressors. Recall a psalm, skin up their palm. Make them clutch Himalayan salt, then give them balm. Uniformed, I am God, and God is so in the reef. Laying elevated canopies, ascending sleep. The opposition fears my acknowledgement. They fear the contagious nature of this power plant's embodiment. Poisonous jasmine, garden of divine protection. Ammo and healing alls, recalling into great flesh likeness. They try to say it's divisive. Dark threats to my energy, lightweight in my brightness. I am more than a queen or a king. Hand raised in the center of the ring. My determination meets my destiny. Head shifts.
You ain't even in me, Klasa.
I am more than enough, I'm a star. In everything I do, I raise the bar. There's no comparing my rise and repertoire. Head shifts.
DJ King Flow.
Yo, Oblique, give him the demo hype. Get the ice pick, kid.
Big shake at it.
The beats in the front.
Let's stack this track up like this. Mr. Hyde. Yo, I spill the savagery out of me while I rapidly rap with these. Y'all know my steeds sick like a pit bull that's rabid with fleas. Magnum spit massive, he disrespectful to gravity. Lifting up your anatomy, got a hole like a cavity. Mr. Hyde and Oblique, they make a naked whole shriek. Better fangs will poke deep and tear apart your whole cheek. Nosferatu love bite, one taste can tell your blood type. I'll be butchering you bitches, OJ Simpson glove tight. Thug life like Suge Knight, shaking down vanilla ice. Better sign over your rights or you can drop 11 flights. Out the window, sent to hell, your soul is greeted by Mephisto. He just fought like boiling pots on super freshly fired pistols. This will hit you like a missile, sizzle, cook flesh, you'll fizzle. The scavengers, the birds and worms are picking at your bone gristle. Rip a verse to fill the hearse, the worst you ever heard of. Weather gripping throats of microphones, the outcome is murder.
Where the beats and the rhymes flow, peace I gotta go.
Up against a hopeless situation. Worldwide rap. That's 16, uncut, direct from the cone.
Welcome to the hive, I'm hoarding bodies, mummified. Corpses shackled to the wall, no one captured, left alive. Bitch, it's Oblique and Hyde, stick a knife in your side. Disappear through the fog, witches cackle as they bow to a twin-headed jackal named Smog. Feed remains to a dog, turn the speaker to 11. Send the crowd south of heaven, make a lasting impression like the killer from 7. Check it.
I wield telekinesis to fold your body in creases. A black magic swagger, I invented the thesis with the sacrificial dagger to the neck of your nieces. The beats I produce will rip you to pieces. False Italian job with the plot to get robbed. It's the boom bap, Sweeney Todd. Slitting fucking throats, tucked into the sod.
Life ain't a game, but I'm winning. Knowing my opponent is death. Loving DJ every King minute Flo. Till not a moment is left. Like I ain't got a moment to rest before they bury me. The goal to be one of the best and hope the legacy is what enormous is. Performances stun them. The enormous left street corners get from them, and all the chicks love them. The author enforcing this e moral is e pluribus unum. Every day I get money, I'm good. I'm still spending 86 money. Pull up in that new brick truck, banked up. Soon as these dudes get caked up, they bankrupt or banged up. Soon as they step foot on a curb, I get that love in the hood I deserve for putting in work. Sublime like cooking and serve. Still so good, it's absurd. How I feel, it's hard to put it in words. Like the present time, it's hard to capture the moment. Different rules, so many different views, that's like a focus. Food for thought, now they make food for thought. The brainwashed what you was taught, took your past and stole it. Buried truth in lies and leave it half decoded. If it ain't adding up, do the math, expose it. It's division, it's even more complicated after COVID. I feel it's time now, don't be the last to know it.
The heartache can leave you running your breath. The heartbreak got you clutching your chest. The heart wakes, resurrect from the dead. The best heart representing the blessed. The heartache can leave you running your breath. The heartbreak got you clutching your chest. The heart wakes, resurrect from the dead. The best heart representing the blessed.
Here, pouring some more of this laborious work I perform with an assortment of tortured recordists. The path less traveled has an additional fork that leads to enlightenment, which happens to be right where my studio door is. Rest assured, there's no noise ordinance. So poised during performance, I'd have Michael Jordan endorsement. I prefer to speak in chords and choruses, lovingly adorned with a bunch of abhorrent horseshit, yo. Let me get my notes together. I put raw quotes together like God put Hall and Oates together. Fucking with me is a hopeless endeavor. I'm too focused and clever, go-getter, knowing better. Throw every letter you've ever wrote in a shredder. I've come across poetry better on a truck stop lavatory door. We ain't in the same category. Your strategy should be to practice in the laboratory more.
DJ King Flow.
When the dust and the ink settles, I'll be at Prince level. When I'm gone, I'll be at a we ain't heard nobody like him since level. But for now, I got a thick schedule. Since I had a kid, I've ripped several pages out of it. I'm adamant about my time, I can't offer to share. If you don't offer a fare, I am off the affair. You mad that I skipped your town? You can talk to the mayor and tell him I send my condolences and offer a prayer. Yo, wax got writing that is awfully rare. To a Sasquatch sighting, I am often compared. I am neither all there nor rap too tight. My aptitude on the mic might atrophy. In light of that, I gotta get my art out sharply before the artificial intelligence inevitably outsmarts me. Some say I judge myself harshly, but soon human creativity will mostly be for show like parsley. I'm the last of a dying breed, telling my children I got arrested for a dime of weed. They don't even know that slang. Most of my references are throwbacks like astronauts throwback tang. Rap for the fuck of it, in the spirit of those Instagram parkour people jumping shit. The love is in the inexplicable addictive rush you get. I'm hovering way up above you, nothing's that I'm up against. Your eggs in one basket, I done smashed it. I hope it was fun while it lasted, you dumb bastard. If the dunce cap fits, wear it. Wax is the greatest, is the favorite statement of your bitches.
No, they aren't.
Woke up today, new blessings, new lessons, new
King
emails,
Flo.
Missed calls. Who's texting? That what happened? I just got up. I'ma eat breakfast. Too much negativity. I can't digest it. I don't trust anybody, dog. I've been through it. 37 out of Union Street. I'm a Queen student. Raised by the wolves. Studied the killers. And if I fell off, I got back up, nigga. I don't owe nobody nothing from the Rona to flush it. I try to put niggas on, but that's a different discussion. No love lost, a couple of foes. Y'all still family. Some stay trapped in the midst of insanity. Looking in the mirror, I can only be mad at me. Stood on them corners. Sold that shit, they shot at me. Retaliated back, that's a fact. Hood casualties. Nuts so been there and done that. And that's the past to me.
Gotta get it, gotta get it. Go get it.
like DMX, half man, half pitbull. Nuts so spiritual, little Haiti, I ritual. Y'all never done shit on the streets, y'all all digital. Cyber thug, fuck boys, y'all get no love. Cloud chasing, trolling on the internet for them bucks. Low self-esteem to do anything for that get it green. Late night hustler, hear the sound of the money machine. I'd rather do real estate. Gangsters these days don't even make it past the interstate. All that back and forth is out of style. Waste of time, waste of lawyers. Fighting trials, beating up fiends. You can see the pain in my smile, pain in my eyes. Never despise, force character, study the game. No amateurs, pro block boy, breed it from the elites. From these New York City streets. Come on, let's just.
Gotta get it, gotta get it. Go get it, go get it.
Tell me this moment ain't mine. Si je bosse le flex à plein temps. Dès maintenant, pas de stand-by. Ce monde est plein de vibes. Donc je m'installe bien calme chez moi partout. Tout, plein d'amour comme des cartouches. Notre art touche la source et ainsi l'arbre pousse. Game time, il faut que ça sonne classique. Vu que le temps est volatile, mais à part la jeunesse, que volatile. Des hommes agiles, sculptés comme l'argile. Sans être restreint par le destin que l'on habite. Au-delà de faire du buzz, pas de bad gal, bad gamme. Que des vraies tueuses, virtueuses. Pour ton trésor, avec les mains tu creuses.
Galactique, flot interstellaire comme la nébuleuse. Mon qui dit l'association est fabuleuse. Fuck les labels, toujours une impression de spirculant. Full indé, je dois aller au sport et stop les féculents. Pas besoin de faire le séducteur. Quand tu nous parles, on sait que c'est que du vent. Quand nous on rappe, on sait que ça vient du cœur. Peu importe le secteur, passe-nous un microphone, on sait le faire. Avec sévérité, tu viens du Maroc, du Canada ou même d'Érythrée.
Parfois l'effet mérité,
c'est l'effet mérité.
Game time,
you heard?
Game time,
game time.
Plein de stars, nous on s'installe. En regardant de loin le drame. Le destin parle et de loin de charme. Les munitions, les soins, soins,
they got me cuffed up.
DJ King Flow.
Shackles on my feet, hard to stand up. Next to someone else from the waist up. Long bus ride, got me caked up.
They
got me locked up.
Be hot, send a cat, 23 locked in on suicide watch. Attempt to murder charge, trying to have a nigga ride. Cause I'm facing 25 and the lawyer need a knot. Judges in cahoots with the lawyers and the cops. Building up a case, I ain't talking about a box. Need a law library, tees and some socks. Need out this jumpsuit, need some sweats and a hot pot. Chow not enough, by 10, stomach crumbling. Ribs under gate, so my brain not functioning. Hard to get sleep, I see you on a beat. I'm tired of head counts and these damn pin sheets.
They got me locked up.
And there's no way out. Gonna need a lawyer cause there's no way out. Got me in these chains and there's no way out. Got denied bail so there's no way out.
They got me cuffed up.
Disappear, yeah. I'm running circles around your squares. You can beg for your life, homeboy, but I don't care. Yeah. Get a beer, sit back, and let me kick hands. Funny clothes and funny talk, man, yeah, you sit strange. Take these five fingers to the face like Rick James. You making moves, I'm making money, get changed.
DJ King Flow,
tough guy, internet shit. You a mouse click away from getting your next flick. Yo, see, I'm the motherfucking man, no. Face painted with a machete, so call me Rambo. Gathering arsenal, just like a Mando. Whack rappers' heads is hanging up on my mantle. Yo, this ain't a motherfucking game. Michael fucking Myers ain't a damn thing changed.
This Michael Myers, the spot gets blown up when I show up with the Hitchcock and hip-hop.
Recognize them phony fellas.
I promise if I ever drop that hot shit, you got it.
It's the fear of the black planet. Takes a nation of millions to hold us back and you catch panic. You can't brandish a gat in California without using it. That's some stupid shit, man, so call the corner. Homicide, I'ma ride with my team, homie. We on a mission, we out to get the cream, homie. Don't slip, my flow is wet, caution. Workers comp, my burners pop in your head, you lost them.
Man, I damage any challenger. You can't dodge my mag in your days. It's numbered like a calendar. I spit euphemisms. Hopefully you will listen. If not, hit you in your mouth. Now your tooth is missing. If need be, then my Ruger spitting. I haunt your dreams, give you nightmares. I'm on a Freddy Krueger mission. Yo, this ain't a motherfucking game. Michael fucking Myers ain't a damn thing changed.
It's Michael Myers. The spot gets blown up when I show up. The Hitchcock and hip hop.
Recognize them phony fellas.
I promise to forever drop that hot shit. You got it.
I spit flows that is cold as ice. See Mike is the poltergeist of the open mic. You hold the mic, you better hold it tight. It's way sharp. See how slice.
I grew up watching Cleo, not Patrick, but Miss Latifah.
Queen.
Maybe that's the reason my stature is like a diva.
DJ King
everywhere
Flo.
I wanna be accurately like a Vita. I always had some love for Amoni, but wasn't Lisa. When
Mix
I used to watch the bots through the spots to speckle my TV. Waiting for the drops that was popping coming from TLC. B.I.G. repetitively playing inside my tape deck. Number two pencil nearby was always a safe bet. X across my belly, my hunger had a sincere feel. If I ruled the world was a thought I'm sharing with Lauryn Hill. My beat was beating the trucks with a ghetto boys beat. Smoking weed, my mind's playing tricks on me. Could have been a victim to the beast in these streets if I fucked around. But being born into a brand of Anubian slowed me down. Now I'm out here going stupid cause Cupid done fucked around. Had me fall in love with music curated from a sound.
What I've been in love with, yo, it ain't been much that's above this. Besides the famine, though, it ain't many passionate subjects. Before I knew this, get you cash in a massive abundance. I'm watching the boxing, yo, MTV raps, yeah, I want this. My compass to arrive me there. Before I have the Lord track suits and feel I wear, I just wanted the rhyming mirror. Pretending mama's hairbrush was the mic I tear up. Playing my older brother's tapes that I swipe and cherish. Youngin' with lyrics, I'm biting from Coogee rap. Road to the Riches was my vocal movie, you could say that. Before I knew cocaine, crack, or heroin addicts, I scribbled in notepads my verse off beats from Illmatic. Fanatic and understatement, savage high debatement. My tape deck playing Nas, Big L and half a mil. Back when your pen had to spill, Pathfinder, I grabbed the wheel. Bless from Quest and your coke, let's bring him that classic feel.
I wonder where this culture be if it didn't exist.
DJ
from all the
King
vinyls,
Flo.
The cassettes, and the digital discs. A special shout out to the legends who still in the mix. Even the ones I grew up bumping like Twista and Tip. I don't know where I'd be, even still to this day. If it wasn't for Eazy-E and N.W.A. Stretching by, Beatle, Bet by, Freddie and Sway. Hip-hop ain't what it used to be, is what people will say.
What?
I beg to differ, cause I rock with the goats of today. Even the Power 3, J. Cole, Kendrick, and Drake.
Yeah.
I might go to the trap, even fuck with some drill. Depending on what type of vibe or what mood that I'm in.
Depends.
I might rock with some Dilla, J. Elect or some Doom.
Ooh.
Then I go to some Tech, Nine Bone Thugs and them too. I'm just speaking my truth from the streets to the booth.
Yes.
If I can't say or write or rap, I don't know what I do.
DJ Frankie D got the music out, missing, losing out. Heard King Tim the Third helping me choose my route. Talking that Master G and getting big bank. Ladies craving that Wonder Mike. Sugar Hill Gang, doper than death. We called it Cold Press. T-Lock Rock set it shores and we stampede it like the Gold Rush. Shy Rock, and she can't be stopped. Gave them balls more reason to be funky for. Super rapping furious, ever so mysterious. Zulu Nation, Cosmic Force, posting Lisa Lee at the top of the key. Being young and foolish when we used to crash a crew. Oh my mama.
DJ King Flo.
To the Queens. Your head defy gravity, always persuasive, something like royalty. You a queen, ma, you deserve my loyalty. Pardon me, don't mean to stare at you. Eccentric, eclectic, Lauren, Erica. Had me like God bless America. Masters and bachelor's degree breaking barriers. Through the sunshine, and when the weather's stormy, give me the vibe of shiny feeling kinda horny. My homie say, yo, why you talking all corny? I do this for the ladies, I can't do nothing for me. Black queen, you're the dime piece, naturally. Honey brown skin, mahogany. Brains and beauty, naturally. Comes to life the way that you want to be.
DJ King Flo. Mixtape
Alley. All the newest minds rocking with us. Raise your hands. Boom, bap, spans from the oceans to the
trophy melted down into doubloons. Salute popping Stoli, let's buy a fucking pound and then smoke out the room. Rocketeer shirt high as the moon while I'm lacing body bag beats down in the tomb. Roll up a blizz, let the music consume, cause it's looking fucking bleak, but that ain't nothing new. Leave the hat pan to the left, sever all my old ties like I'm Will without Jeff. Canzonieri coming in with an underhook left, rocking with the spirit of Tony. Bada bing, bada boom, goons will leave your lip cleft. If there's no foot in men, there's no work for the chef. Whipping up the fucking mix to leave your eardrums bereft.
DJ King,
it's looking bleak, you already fucking know.
I'm here with the Terrorizers. This is the Brothers Grimm, 2024. Shred your fucking earlobes, bitch.
All the illest minds rocking with us. Raise your hands. This boom bap spans from the oceans to the sands, to the loners and the outlaws, all the way up in the stands. You're right here with the shred your mental high demand.
Essential, we got the plan and potential, we going ham. Influential with my mental and pencil go hand in hand. Incredible, feel the slam, ripping metal like Superman. Chronic glowing like it's kryptonite, smoking with the clan. Got an appetite for the mic and body bag bend production. Type of sound that makes you bang your head and give you a concussion. Hard. From the introduction, each bar's designed for destruction. Detonation on delivery, keeping your blood rushing. It's the motherfucking Terrorizers. Vengeance cast with oblique, leaving no survivors. Fatal aftermath. Math from the clash, head-on collision. I blast spit ammunition, outlast the competition. Killed it with this coalition of rhyme sayers and demon slayers lurking in the dark. Multiplayer in this game, we overpowered. Press start and I'll devour your weak heart right in front of your eyes. Rip apart some motherfuckers, break your green eyes.
DJ King Flow.
Hey, yo. Young black, but not a fuck to give. Still in the mud, hustling hard, trying to level up the ridge. In a place where they shake your hand and try to cut your wrist. Giving too much love to be suicidal, watch your company. I need Bill Gates, cake farming, a steak to vacate. Erasing long wealth from anything I incorporate. It's wins and some losses, drop the ball when I caught a case. Bounce back like the Omega, more pressure, full cheddar. My bitch boots, Bottega, glow better, been a big stepper. Met a plug, built a brick line off of a Tesla. Get in line, I piss on you and all your predecessors. Full court press on a quest for the treasure. Chestnut checkers, I smack the pawn, kill a king and rob the bishop. Fuck the queen. Keep plenty shit up my sleeve to trick you. It wasn't one way that I finessed you, it was a mixture. It's all food, the wrong dog food, a Michael Victor. Pray to God I put all my sins on the scale. Way to the world, this is different dope that I sell. I got motion, I seen all of my dreams turn to a bell. Race of bins on a paper trail, out here raising hell. Pray to God I put all my sins on the scale. Way to the world, it's a different dope that I sell. I got motion, I see all of my dreams turn to a bell. Race of bands,
the game dry, people waiting for my resurrection. See how they praise for my return all in the comment section.
DJ King Flow.
They couldn't stop me if they wanted to. My reputation make them worry what I'll come and do. The game dry, people waiting for my resurrection. See how they praise for my return all in the comment section. They couldn't stop me if they wanted to. My reputation make them worry what I'll come and do. I started in the lab like a guinea pig. Nowadays it's like you lit based off people you do your business with. They come in monthly like sound scan. I've been around champ, Afghan, cut straight from Iran. Can't nobody say that I ran like Michael Myers on the prowl. Make it there when I can and hunt him down. Homie, strap with it. It's a losing battle being authentic. Gotta have that bread to see them hoes get submissive. Life was harder than an overcooked biscuit. I made my best choices, all I'm risking. Some suckers is what we isn't. Rappers from my county know that I'm the biggest. Mr. 31 about his business. Y'all be partying the snitches. Bloggers chatting about some shit they not involved with. Claiming the civilian mean you like to call the law quick. I ain't out here beefing about some pussy that we all hit. LLC and Enterprise where we imported all in. Let's get it. The game dry, people waiting for my resurrection. See how they praise for my return all in the comment section. They couldn't stop me if they wanted to. My reputation make them worry what I'll come and do. The game dry, people waiting for my resurrection. See how they praise for my return all in the comment section. They couldn't stop me if they wanted to. My reputation makes you worry, but I'm coming,
DJ King Flow.
Around pimps and macs and hoes on crack in the projects on welfare, just flipping them food stamps. Puerto Rican, but I grew up living with blacks. Couldn't afford McDonald's cheeseburgers, we made it from scratch. We was poor, fucked up, yo niggas was doing bad. We had good times in the hood, a nigga could feel glad. Not getting shot or stabbed, snitched on the bag. Locked up going hand in hand, fucking with them grams. My mans, they own barbershops and grocery stores. They don't floss at all, you would think them niggas was poor. With vending machines with flour that'll open your paws. Niggas lined up for the work like fiends out at a sneaker store. On a pedestal, dudes ain't even credible. Your street cred not eligible. Like, bro, who the hell are you? I don't see the eyebrows raised when they mention you. I'm a day one Brownsville nigga. That's what I'm telling you, dude.
Get dropped off the king like we're not on a plane. The king off the 60. Got him and why they didn't. Let a gangster, you had a full court smell. I'm gonna show y'all the rhyme just how much shit I've been. Get dropped off the king like we're not on a plane. The king off the 60. Got him and why they didn't.
DJ King Flow, mixtape at it.
Marcello, El Gan.
Why you lack these industry functions, not saying nothing, head bumping front and discussing something I don't fuck with. Y'all like friends to me, I live the creed, a public enemy, can't trust it. End of discussion, y'all dead in substance. I've seen so many plummet from atop that summit, going, coming, old and youngins, holding on and covet, all that glimmer's gold and hoes discovered, closing all them shows, they fumble drunk in public, cuckolders, game over, close the shutters, no more budget,
nothing.
All that racing, chasing, clapping, impatient, quick gratification. Y'all never slept on couches. House to house while trying to find a routing. Climbing up that mountain, counting all them blessings, never doubting. Fighting endless bouncing, just to stand up on that stage and hear the people shouting encore. Fame's a vicious mistress, seen so many bitches die for. Martello and Gant, the onslaught, the high cyborgs. Rest in peace to all them beasts that rhyme but died off. The roots that never do what they do. Only reason I'm still here is my refusal to lose. While I'm watching their mistakes, I'm out here making my moves. Trying to dodge out all them fakes, that's my refusal to snooze. That's middle finger to your crew and never do what they do. Only reason I'm still here is my refusal to lose. While I'm watching their mistakes, I'm out here making my moves. Trying to dodge out all them fakes, that's my refusal to snooze.
DJ King Flow, mixtape addict.
Yo, yo, can you hear me?
Yes, yes, I can. Good day, good day.
Yeah, good day to you too. We're here at the Mixtape Addict Show. I'm your host, King Flow. I have my special guest, Emily MC, in the building. How are you?
Hey, hey, peace, peace and positives. I am staying positive. How is your spirit today?
Good, good, good. We here. You know, we connecting the dots, you know. From France to the U.S., that's how we do it.
Hey.
That's the Mixtape Addict Show. We here. I think, you know, the tradition of the show, I have to ask you, you know, before we get into, you know, getting to know you better, but who is your all-time favorite DJ?
Ooh, tough question. I love this question, though. Shout out to the DJ pillar of hip hop, very important pillar, foundational. Mm-hmm. I'm sure I may have additions and honorable mentions, but I have to say my favorite DJ is Mr. C. Rest in peace, rise in love, rest in beats, Mr. C. I used to listen to actually DJ Cool Red Alert and Mr. C used to have like this hour/2 hour slot on Hot 97 in New York City. And they were still doing it when I was growing up. And it was hard to catch Red Alert all the time, but I remember several times catching Mr. C, and what was dope is like you'd get real hip hop, you get maybe something that was like hot at the time, maybe, but you get like real feel it in your skin and your ribs and your gut and your soul hip hop. And then you'd also get like funk R&B from, you know, some obscure B-side on the late 70s and maybe like some new wave sample, you know, from the early 80s. And you just get this like colorful array of musical history, but always connecting it right back to hip hop. And it was just, it was like, it was an education, and it was, it made you want to dance, and it was bright, and it was soulful. And I thought he was giving just such a beautiful display of not only like what hip hop is and like what the community is, but like who we are as people. So Mr. C, like, always in my memories for sure.
Yep. I think you say the right words, you know, education, and you know, all those musical colors that he put together, you know, hip hop, R&B, blending, you know, genres together. And we miss Mr. C, you know, rest in peace to the legend. I remember hearing his mix shows, you know, even out there in France, you know, when you heard the mix show that he was doing, it kind of, you know, put you into that New York ambience, you know what I'm saying?
Very good, very nice, yeah, I miss him so much. Yeah, just such a, when you listen to a Mr. C mix, it's like you were pulled into a world, and you almost didn't, like, I remember distinctly every time his mix was ending, and everybody who knows he puts the sound on, and he plays "The Champ Is Here" on the way in, and then on the way out it says like, and like the champion he is, he goes out, and you hear that applause. And then you have this like come down, almost like you were high, almost like you were in a trance. He really pulls you into a world, and it's also why it's an education, not just on the mix, not just on the music and the sample side, but it's also an education of how to DJ, like how MCs is like. There's MCing and there's songwriting, but then there's moving the crowd and lyricism. Those are different skills. With the DJs, like, yes, there's curating and there's finding samples and there's like chopping beats, but mixing and putting together a mix show and understanding timing and beats per minute and blending and transitions, those are DJ skills that, you know, we need to keep, you know, prominent, but also that gets overlooked a lot. And to me, those are the marks of a real, real top tier DJ. And he just checked all those boxes.
Yeah, because, you know, like we say, he's able to bring you into his own world and blending music genres together, and, you know, keeps you going for hours and hours. Sometimes you don't even hear the transition.
But yeah,
how did he
you
do
just
it?
Find yourself totally. Yeah,
it's an art form, you know. It's like Jazzy Jeff, you know. Yes. Guys like that, they're able to play hip-hop, they can play reggae, they can play rock and roll, R&B, pop music, mix it all together, but it all makes sense, you know. They're using the BPM, they're using the melodies, the sample use, you know. It's a science.
Yeah, it's a science, it's an art form, and it's a point of view. It still comes from the soul of a person, and that's why I just got out of a meeting where people were all talking about AI, and it's like, that's one thing. Well, there's many things that AI will never be able to do, but like AI will never have a soul. It will never be able to, you know, have a stream of consciousness and receive inspiration from some other unknown, mystical, whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I know a lot of people say, oh, well, I'll just be a DJ. All I need is Serato and this and this and that and, you know, whatever. But it's like, you're still going to need a point of view to be any type of notable anything. It still needs to come from your soul. And I know some people feel like soul is optional these days, but no, soul will always be necessary, and that's why the hip-hop we love is the hip-hop we love, because that's where we feel it.
Of course, we all need soul, you know. Every artist needs soul, or you're going to sound like somebody else or sound like a robot, you know.
Yes, sir.
You gotta have soul, you gotta have a message to give with your music or even with your heart. You know, you don't need to be music, it can be paintings, it can be poems, whatever, you know. That's what makes us humans, you know. It's that our brains, you know, that AI, it's cool, you know, for some things. AI is cool
for some things,
but you know, it will never replace the humans. That's important to mention, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And we're gonna talk about mixtapes too, because you know it's the Mixtape Panic Show, so I have to ask you about that. Do you miss the mixtape format?
Oh, confirmation. Guess that's a yes. She does. Yeah, man. That was also in a major transition that I've been able to witness, and I remember when it was just going from, you gotta go to the barbershop or the bodega or the t-shirt spot to go get the mixtapes or DVDs, to go get the physical mixtape itself. Like, you had to go somewhere specific, depending on what neighborhood you were in, to go get it. Or a friend who had it, and you had to go to your friend to listen to it. And then when we transitioned into digital, early 2000, sorry about that, I remember that Piff going crazy. And so we did have this like mini renaissance of like crazy numbers on Dat Piff. And like, I think the height of that was really like Chance the Rapper's Acid Rap going crazy, and then ending up getting Grammy nominated, but then they disqualified him because it was a mixtape. Crazy stuff like that. I remember that. And then that changed everything again. So I do miss it. That run of Lil Wayne mixtapes that made him Wayne, and Mixtape Wayne, that everybody like coined the phrase for that. Jay ending up on random features. I listened to a lot of battle rap, so you know, people just ending up popping up on different people's records, and just that element of it's coming organically from the street, from the people, from the circles and the ciphers. Mixtapes always carried that, and I will always miss that, because again, that goes back to the soul of what we do. So it's like, we can't go back. You can't recreate what was original or what was unique there, but we can go forward, and who's to say, you know, what the next thing will be, you know?
Yep. And those were days that you had to be there, you know, like you say, you mentioned Lil Wayne with the Dedication mixtapes, also guys like Meek Mill,
Joe Budden, Mood Music. Yeah, man.
Ransom too, with DJ Clue, you know, Ransom.
Family. Oh my God, the Clue tapes, forget about it. Oh my God, forget about it. Yep.
I remember I had some problems with that, Piff. It's funny that you mentioned that, because, you know, I was heavy on the mixtapes too, you know, that's why I created.
I'm sure you did have some problems with that, Piff.
Yeah, you know, we received letters from Warner Brothers, you know, many times.
Oh,
you
boy, know, yeah.
You better shut that Piff account, or we're going to shut all your accounts. I never shut anything down. You know, that show you the power of mixtapes and the power of hip-hop right there. Yep.
Exactly. Yeah. We had to be paying attention to at that point. Like, but the numbers were so crazy. And it's like at that point, the numbers was crazy. But the numbers was crazy because for the first time we could see numbers. Imagine all the numbers we'll never see, because those kinds of things didn't exist. So, yeah, absolutely. And who else? We said the food tapes. Who else came to my spirit on that? Oh, man.
Green Lantern, too, for example.
Green Lantern. Who Kid?
Yeah.
Who Kid, Green Lantern, K-Slay. That was my introduction to Papoose. That was one example where, like, I was so into Papoose. This is before. It was way before any type of mainstream, nothing. Like, you barely even saw what he looked like. But we was listening, and he was so hot in the street. But the thing was, he was super hot in Brooklyn, and I was in Harlem. But I was like, I used to listen to K-Slay deep at night. He used to come on like one, I guess that's not so deep, but like he used to come on like one in the morning, and he'd always have Papoose on his show or like some Pap record. And I happened to know some guys who lived out in Brooklyn, and I literally traveled on the train. I'm not saying I didn't like these guys. They were fine. But it's like, they weren't like my super best friends. I was not going to see them. I was literally going there to listen to the Papoose mixtape. literally. So that is like, talk about the power of music. Like, you traveled to listen, just to hear a record. And for me, that is like the closest I would have gotten to when hip hop was new, and you know, they were seeing bombed out trains every day, and like, you know, the Apache record hit for the first time, and you know, we'll never know what that, unless you were there, like, you'll never know what that feels like. But we've had like little sprinkles of it along the way, and I don't want to say like I'm the last generation of that, but like, I got to see the last of cassettes and see, we're coming back around obviously, but I got to see the last of cassettes and CDs, I got to see the last of mixtapes, I got to see the last of a lot of the radio personalities that became household names, and these DJs who, you know, forget, now they're on Sirius XM and doing huge things and stuff, but they were, like you said, these were mixtape, these were mixed shows, these were in the hood DJing parties and in backyards and armories and gyms and you know, unlabeled things. So it's exciting, and I do hold those memories very dear, and I hope that I never lose that, especially as a hip hop artist.
For sure, for sure. You know, it's a life experience that you had to get to become the person that you are now.
Yes, sir. You are right about that. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And are you planning on doing more physical releases? You know, you talked about cassettes. I know it's coming back. You know, I know some guys out there in France that still drop cassette, like, even as collector returns. Yeah. You know, they just, people keep the tape under the plastic sleeves. They just keep it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I got a bunch of vinyl in here that I'm like, I'm not taking this plastic off. I totally understand. And shout out to all the collectors out there, because that confirmation, that is such an important part of the culture as well. And like you said, paintings, anything, like, the collecting side of it is so great. And now we're, hip hop is, you know, over 50 years now, so now we can start, like KRS-One said, when we're 50 years old, we can start talking about stuff. So it's like, now we can start talking about like archiving stuff, documenting stuff, the collectors community. It's like, it's just beautiful. I've been itching to, like, we have the Chocolate Bars album for everybody who knows that one, by me and Rockwell, featuring Master Ace and Bahamadia. That has been on vinyl and CD, as well as digital download and streaming. But I have been wanting to put that on cassette for a minute, so I feel like that would be the next thing. But definitely for my future stuff, like, definitely always gonna try to put a physical album, if not first, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're coming back to that now, because we've seen the crazy stuff that's happening to artists, you know, with the Spotify payments and all that stuff.
Yeah, that too. You know, talk about that.
I think it's better now. If you have the fan base, you can direct the people to your website instead of telling them to, you know, check out the project on the platform.
Absolutely.
That's one way to create a unique relationship with your audience. You know, I think they like it better that way.
Yeah. It's been nice too to see some of the, how you say, more veteran artists come out with their like new box sets and new special editions of old albums. I know J. Rue the Damage has just put out like this crazy box set of the Sun Rises in the East album. It looks so beautiful. I know a lot of people know Ghostface just put out Supreme Clientele 2. That package looks beautiful. Fat Beast just announced they're re-releasing the Purple Tape on vinyl for the first time. I think that's what's happening. And that's crazy, because that hasn't been available for a minute. So I'm inspired to see stuff like that. Also to see like people with more establishment, more history, more notoriety, more machine, like how they go about doing things. Because even though I've been rapping since the fifth grade, really, as a professional solo artist, I'm still pretty new. So I'm a student of life. So I'm always looking around to, you know, how can I do things better and, enhance the creativity I already have.
Yep. You know, that's how we are as artists. You know, we always learn, you know, the road is never finished. Even when you're going to be 60, 70 years old, you'll always be learning new stuff. evolving with your music, with your life and all that. So, you know, the inspiration never ends.
Yes, sir. I love to hear that. That's right.
Yeah. And can we expect maybe a mixtape one of those days from you, like with your work from back in the days, maybe some unreleased stuff, some exclusive freestyle shit like that, you know?
Yo, that would be fire. Yeah, I would love to do that, actually, because I had a vault of just completely unreleased songs that, yeah, pretty much nobody's really ever heard. And I always looked at those things like, damn, what's gonna happen? Because some of them it works for an album, but some of them is just hot tracks. It's just me spitting. It's just, or me taking creative license on something and on all different types of beats too. So I would love to do a mixtape for sure.
Yeah, well, we'll be here to spin that, you know, whatever. Hey. You got that shit ready.
Mixtape Attic, yeah.
Send me the tracks. You know I'm here.
That's a bet.
And let's talk about your relationship with Rockwell, because you work with him a lot. So how did that happen?
Yeah, it's crazy because we were in the pandemic and everybody was like, what are we going to do right now? And I was like coming off producing, I think I was still producing it, a show called Boom Bap TV by Sublime Crown Productions in Brooklyn, ran by a graffiti writer and producer named Emski One. And he had put me in charge of doing some of the editing and then handling a lot of the booking and communications. So artists would come to our studios in the basement, had the whole basement floor of a two-story house, and artists would come there, and so I would be in communication with their management or their PR or whatever have you. And so through that, I got to know AP of the Snow Goons really well, because several of the artists came through. And after a while, I wasn't working on the show anymore. And I said, you know what? I think I'm going to take the leap and put myself out there as an artist and get it going. Like, of all the times to start, the pandemic, but there I was, and I was like, okay, well, let's go anyway. So I reached out to him and said, hey, you know, I want to put out a project or a song, I think it was at first, and so he helped me do it. And then after that went really well and got picked up in a whole lot of countries, he hit me back and was like, hey, you know, I have this producer who is interested in, you know, working with new artists, and you know, would you be open to that? And I was like, sure. And when we first talked, and I listened to the beats that he sent me, he happened to send me the beat for what became Like It's 93 with Master Ace, like in the first thing. And I went to go start writing to that, and I had a really great spark of inspiration. But I thought we were only gonna do one song. And he also floated it to me like for free, like on the like, love, strength, like I would just love to do this with you, which was awesome. And you know, he didn't have to do that, but he did. So I was like, shit, I got a free beat, let me put my, you know, let me really get into this. So I wrote Like It's 93 like it was gonna be one single and move on, but it came out so good that he was like, damn, how about we do a whole album? And I was like, what? Really? And he was like, yeah, we could start with this and kind of like build around it and whatever have you. So that's how it all happened. And so Rockwell's a good person, good guy. He was just coming off his album, Still Loving Boom Bap, that had him and his baby son on the cover. And I know there's a lot of people who are in that same description of like, they grew up loving hip hop and now they're older, but that hip-hop, that love for hip-hop never went away. They have kids, they may have wives or husbands, but they're still hip-hop. And so it's been very interesting to communicate over that wavelength, and also Germany to New York City wavelength. And Germany's such a huge huge hip hop. There's so many hip hop communities there, as in France, as in so many pockets everywhere. It's everywhere, literally. But that was exciting for me also, because I know how global hip hop is, and I'm really excited to get to Germany, get to France eventually. Because honestly, if I look at my Spotify, if that's any indication, most of my top listeners are in Europe. So I'll definitely have to come over there. But yeah, so me and Rockwell met through hip hop, but also in the pandemic, and have been making history ever since, looks like.
Yeah, that's super dope that you find a producer like that. You know, that's good chemistry right there, you know?
Yeah.
When, you know, the producer likes the artist and the artist believes in the producer as well, and you come up together to make some magic, you know, it's perfect like that. It's good chemistry, and the music that I heard is dope, so... Now, I hope you guys keep working together, keep putting out those bangers.
Thank you.
And what can we expect from you, you know, for the rest of the year and the year after that?
Yeah, so we just came off. It's award season. It's been that for a couple of months. And so we just came off winning the Intercontinental Music Award for the Master Ace Joint, Like It's 93, which is awesome. And so it's... the Grammys are coming up, and then I wrote a book for those who may be interested in, it's about hip hop, mental health, and suicide prevention. And this book also just recently won an award in arts and entertainment. So I'm getting ready to like grab a bunch of vinyl and a bunch of CDs and a bunch of books and get ready to package those as bundles and things like that for the holidays, and go do a few things with young people. And we just released the audiobook of that book. Oh, biggest mention, that the book features a foreword written by Pharoah Monch, which is also one of my biggest hip hop inspirations.
Yeah.
As a, not just as an MC, but definitely as an MC and a lyricist. He's crazy. He's easily top. It doesn't matter what number you want. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Yep.
But he also wrote a beautiful passage for my book, and it wouldn't have been the same book without his input. So there's that. And so we just released the audiobook of that. It's in hardcover and ebook as well. And I'm working on a youth workbook that goes along with that. It just got its first book club selection by the Ladies of Hip Hop organization. Shout out to them. Shout out to all the women in hip hop, all the queens, all the sisters, because there are so many of us doing so many great things. Hip hop education, MCs, DJs, dancers, breakers, teachers, writers, journalists, engineers. It just goes on and on. So I'm also happy to represent for the women as well, and continue making connections. But yeah, I am also putting the seeds in the ground for the next album, which technically I guess would be the first full-length album, because they're saying the Chocolate Bars is an EP. So yeah, full-length album, book, Chocolate Bars continues, and just keeping my sanity, man, just staying positive.
That's dope. Always busy. And like you say, women in hip-hop, they're important, you know. And one thing I like, you know, about working with women is that you don't get the big egos that you get with men, you know?
I hear that a lot. Yeah, less of a power struggle for sure. Yeah, we're natural collaborators, nurturers. We're great organizers and planners, and also leaders. So you really can't go wrong. Of course, everything is a person-by-person, case-by-case basis, but there's so much good work to be done with women in hip-hop. So shout out to us.
Yep. Real talk. Shout out to all the real girls out there doing the work, you know what I'm saying? Showing love to the culture. You know, we appreciate you for real. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I had a question for you. I was on your Instagram page. I saw that you were into wrestling as well, if I'm not mistaken.
I am.
That's dope. Tell us about that.
Yeah, see, damn, I forgot. Yeah, that's also going on, yeah, for the rest of the year. Yeah, I started wrestling training in 2022, so it's still new, but I've been a fan of pro wrestling since I was a child, and I happened to train with a WWE Hall of Famer named Johnny Rods, who was active in the 70s and 80s, And he worked for Vince McMahon Sr. and Vince McMahon Jr. And he trained the Dudley Boys and Taz and like a lot of good names. So he's very, very thorough about drilling us not only on actual movement in the ring, but on ring psychology. So it's very mental. It's very psychological. It's a full body contact sport. It is not easy. People go, oh, did that hurt? It's like a trampoline. No,
nope.
No, it's not. It's not a trampoline, y'all. The mat hurts. The corners hurt. The turnbuckles hurt. The ropes hurt. Everything hurts. Yep. So yes, my body has become, you know, calcified and used to the pain, but that's part of the training is learning how to fall, how to take the ropes, how to do certain moves safely and protecting yourself and protecting other people. But yeah, I love it, man. I feel like if I didn't love it, it would not, it's dangerous, it's expensive, and it's so demanding that it's like, you have to love it to be a part of it. And I'm having a great time doing shows every once in a while. I'm getting a little bit more love now that I've been able to come out. And people really want to see women a lot more as well. So that's exciting. Like people, when we go out to shows and they're like, yo, are women wrestling on this card or not? Because we came to see. So that's been cool. And I get to represent my birth country, which is Uganda. And that's awesome. So I usually come out with my flag and nice. Usually rude and nasty, but that kind of works because I'm usually really nice otherwise. I'm sure y'all can tell I seem like a nice person, right? Mm-hmm. So I get to be nice and mean and ugly and violent in the ring. And that is wonderful therapy for me. Very wonderful. So shout out to my World of Unpredictable Wrestling family. We train at Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn. And my wrestling name is the Wild Lady, Lennox Littall.
Okay, nice, nice. I had to ask you about that because I'm a big wrestling fan, you know, so.
Are you?
Yeah, since I was a kid, you know, my favorite of all time is The Undertaker, you know.
I got
shirts of the guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of wrestling. I still watch it. Yesterday, I was watching wrestling too, you know, nice. So I hope to see you in the ring soon when I get to the States. That'd be
fire.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's dope. Well, do you have any last words for your fans across the globe, Emma?
I just want to say thank y'all for loving hip-hop and music. Thank y'all for listening to the Mixtape Addict Show and supporting everything they're doing up there. Thank you for taking care of yourselves, man. This is a crazy time. It's really easy to crash out. It's really easy to put negativity on other people just because you're not feeling that great. And this is why it's really important to take care of your mental health. Try to get a little bit more rest. Try to take time away. If you're stressed, try to put, you know, that energy into something creative or something with, you know, joyful children or something with nature or reading different kinds of books or watching a different kind of documentary. Just whatever you got to do, man, you know, maintain your soul, maintain your health, because that's the most important thing. And you're going to need that mental stamina out here. Like my book said, y'all not going to make me lose my mind. Don't lose your mind out here, y'all. So we love you, and you're not alone, and everything will get better. Just believe in the best of who you are and the things you love.
That's dope. That's dope right there. I couldn't tell better. You know, that's real talk. Mental health is super important, and you're right. You know, we love everybody, and we wish everybody nothing but success. Stay on the right track. Stay positive. And we out of here. Thank you, Emma.
Thank you. Peace. King Flow.
Take care, and I'll see you in the ring soon.
See me in the ring.
Peace.